KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by White Pole Road Cellular. See them for all of your Verizon wireless and locksmith needs.
In today's world, our cell phones have become a vital part of our lives. Whether it's staying in touch with loved ones or updating our status on Facebook, make sure you have the best cell phone coverage by signing up with Verizon Wireless at White Pole Road Cellular. Hi, this is Janet. If you're looking to stay up to date on the latest in smartphones, or you just want a basic cell phone that's easy to use, our wide variety is sure to fit your needs. Or if you're on the go, don't forget about our hands-free Blue Parrot headsets. At White Pole Road Cellular, we're a locally owned Verizon Wireless provider. Dean Stormer and I have over 20 years of experience, and we'd be glad to walk you through the latest in cell phone technology, like the new talk-to-text feature. Or if you need a reliable locksmith, Wayne Johnson does residential and commercial work. White Pole Road Cellular in Anita, open Monday through Friday from 7:30 to 6, and on Saturday, 8 to noon. Give us a call at 712-762-3022. Or come see us at White Pole Road Cellular, 764 Main Street in Anita.
Both Iowa and Iowa State were winners in first-round tournament action yesterday in men's college hoops. The Iowa Hawkeyes jumped out to an 11-0 lead to start the game as they cruised to a 73-59 win over Northwestern last night in the opening round of the Big Ten Conference tournament in Chicago. The Wildcats were held scoreless for the first 7.5 minutes of that game.
Defense was outstanding. It softened a little bit. But I give Northwestern some credit, too. They executed better in the second half. He went small. They drove it a little bit more. They got to the free throw line and basically played four guards.
That's Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey. The Hawkeyes led by as many as 18 points in the opening half.
They went to the zone, slowed the game down. We got the ball to the high post, to the wing. We didn't get to the baseline as much. They were really backing up, taking that away. But they were essentially giving us the high post jumper and the wing jumper. And, you know, fortunately we made enough.
Roy Devon Marble led the Hawkeyes with 19 points. Freshman guard Mike Gasell returned from an injury to add 13 as the Hawkeyes improved to 21-11. Next up, they'll play third-seeded Michigan State tonight in a game we'll have for you here on the radio. 8 o'clock is tip time, 7 o'clock. We're on the air with the pregame show. Well, for the first time since 2005, Iowa State has won at the Big 12 tournament. The Cyclones erased a 12-point deficit in the final 10 minutes to beat Oklahoma 73-66.
I'll tell you what, to win this one for our fans who've been coming down here in waves for so many years, it's been a long seven-year drought, and to find a way to get them a win is really special, and I think our players sense that, too.
That's Iowa State coach Fred Hoiberg, who says rebounding in the second half helped to lead the comeback.
When they went up 13, I think George came down and hit one, cut it back to 10. And we never allowed to get beyond 13. We kept cutting that thing back, and we got to 8 and then 6. I felt pretty good because I thought we were playing harder.
Melvin Edgem led the Cyclones with 23 points and 10 rebounds. He says it was a huge win for his team.
We knew what was at stake, man. You know, we haven't won here in 7 years. You know, we're a good team. We're playing a team that just kind of blew us out. And, you know, we knew what was at stake. We really wanted this win. And, you know, when we went into halftime, we knew that, you know, we weren't playing our best basketball, but we were only down 8. It was still manageable. And we can come out and, you know, with a couple good stops and, you know, hard work, we can get right back in this. And we showed that. We showed that resolve. We were able to come out and, you know, do all the right things to get us that win.
Iowa State improves to 22-10 on the season. Next up, the Cyclones get another shot at Kansas, a team who beat them twice in overtime in the regular season after Iowa State held leads late in the basketball games. Game time set for 6:30 tonight in Kansas City. Well, Georgetown and Syracuse will meet in the Big East tournament for the 14th and final time today at Madison Square Garden. The Orange carried a berth in the semifinals of what will be their last Big East tourney before they leave for the ACC. James Southland and Michael Carter-Williams kept number 19 Syracuse run at one more Big East title going as the Orange beat number 17 Pittsburgh 62-59, advancing to a semifinal date with the Hoyas. Meanwhile, Otto Porter Jr. scored 18 points and Markel Starks added 14 as the fifth-ranked Hoyas advanced with a 62-43 win over Cincinnati. The Hoyas and the Orange have combined for 12 Big East crowns, with Georgetown winning 7 times. The Hoyas are 7-6 versus Syracuse in that tournament. The other Big East semifinal will have fourth-ranked Louisville up against number 24 Notre Dame. The Cardinals took advantage of 25 turnovers in a 74-55 rout of Villanova. Russ Smith scored 28 points, and Luke Hancock came off the bench to add 14 in the Cardinals' 8th straight win. Pat Connaughton scored 18 points on 6 three-pointers as Notre Dame downed number 12 Marquette 72-65. In other tournament action involving AP top 25 teams. Trey Burke scored 21 points and sixth-ranked Michigan beat Penn State 83-66 in the first round of the Big Ten tournament. Ben McLemore scored 24 points to lead number 7 Kansas to a 91-63 rout of Texas Tech in the Big 12 quarterfinals. Oklahoma State also reached the Big 12 semis, although the 14th-ranked Cowboys squandered a 20-point lead before Phil Forte hit two free throws with 2.9 seconds left, sealing a 74-72 win over Baylor. Nick Johnson had 18 points as number 18 Arizona beat Colorado 79-69 to reach the Pac-12 semifinals. Chris Crawford set career highs with 6 3-pointers and 24 points as 20th-rated Memphis dumped Tulane 81-68 in the Conference USA quarterfinals. Freshman Shabazz Muhammad scored 12 of his 16 points in the second half. Travis Ware hit a jumper with 11 seconds left, and number 21 UCLA rallied from a 15-point deficit to beat Arizona State 80-75 in the quarterfinals of the Pac-12 basketball tournament. Well, Drake University has fired their head basketball coach, Mark Phelps. Drake athletic director Sandy Hatfield Club made that announcement yesterday afternoon.
Following a comprehensive review of the Drake men's basketball program, the university has made a decision to not retain head coach Mark Phelps as our basketball coach.
Phelps spent 5 years at Drake, taking over after Keno Davis led the Bulldogs to the NCAA tournament in 2008, but he could not maintain the momentum that the program had built. He finished with a 77-86 record, including a 15-17 mark this past season, which included a tie for 7th in the Missouri Valley Conference race.
A decision like this is never easy, but I believe a change in leadership is what is needed in order to create a sustained level of competitive excellence for Drake University.
Hatfield Club says Drake is a place that the right coach can succeed.
This certainly is an equal challenge to other basketball jobs out there. This is a Division I competitive basketball program with high expectations, and we continue to make very significant investments in the program. We have over the last 5 years, and we'll continue to do so. And so we believe that the investment in the program mirrors the expectations of the program.
Hatfield Club says Drake's academic standards will not make it tough to find a new coach, and she says the search will not be limited to just current head coaches. Just a couple of games in the NBA last night. San Antonio edging Dallas 92-91. Portland beat New York 105-90. In the National Hockey League, Chicago beat Columbus in a shootout 2-1. Boston beat Florida 4-1. Pittsburgh over Toronto 3-1. Washington beat Carolina 3-2. New York Islanders topping Tampa Bay 2-0. Minnesota beat Colorado 5-3. Winnipeg topping the New York Rangers 3-1. St. Louis shut out Phoenix 3-0. Anaheim in a shootout, a 2-1 winner over Dallas. Vancouver outscored Nashville 7-4. And San Jose a 4-3 winner over Los Angeles. National Hockey League owners have signed off on realignment for next season, sending Detroit and Columbus to the Eastern Conference. That new format will feature 2 8-team divisions in the Eastern Conference and 2 7-team divisions in the West. The Winnipeg Jets will move over into the Western Conference. The top 3 seeds in each division and 2 wild cards from each conference will qualify for the playoffs. The NHL Players Association signed off on the realignment format, which will be in place for at least 3 seasons. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
In today's world, our cell phones have become a vital part of our lives. Whether it's staying in touch with loved ones or updating our status on Facebook, make sure you have the best cell phone coverage by signing up with Verizon Wireless at White Pole Road Sailor. Hi, this is Janet. If you're looking to stay up to date on the latest in smartphones, or you just want a basic cell phone that's easy to use, our wide variety is sure to fit your needs. Or if you're on the go, don't forget about our hands-free Blue Parrot headsets. At White Pole Road Sailor, we're a locally owned Verizon Wireless provider. Dean Stormer and I have over 20 years of experience, and we'd be glad to walk you through the latest in cell phone technology, like the new talk-to-text feature. Or if you need a reliable locksmith, Wayne Johnson does residential and commercial work. White Pole Road Sailor in Anita, open Monday through Friday from 7:30 to 6, and on Saturday, 8 to noon. Give us a call at 712-762-3022. Or come see us at White Pole Road Sailor, 764 Main Street in Anita.
In football news, the Kansas City Chiefs have agreed to terms with cornerback Sean Smith on a 3-year deal to help shore up the secondary. Smith has spent the past 4 seasons with the Miami Dolphins, starting every game in each of the past 2 years. He has 177 tackles and 5 interceptions in his career. Steven Jackson will be carrying the ball for the Atlanta Falcons after accepting a three-year, $12 million deal. The 29-year-old Jackson had 1,042 yards rushing and four touchdowns with the Rams last season, his eighth straight season with more than 1,000 yards on the ground. Jackson has 10,135 yards rushing. That's the most of any active player. Houston made a big pitch for free agent safety Ed Reed on Thursday, although no deal was finalized. Reed was picked up by general manager Rick Smith in the private jet of Texans owner Bob McNair before a series of meetings that included defensive coordinator Wade Phillips. The New England Patriots and free agent wide receiver Danny Amendola have agreed to a five-year deal reportedly worth $31 million. Also, the Washington Redskins have signed free agent offensive lineman Jeremy Trueblood to contend for the vacant right tackle position. Trueblood has started 84 games over seven NFL seasons, all with Tampa Bay. Denver Broncos safety Quinton Carter is facing felony charges in Nevada, alleging that he cheated at a craps game last weekend at a Las Vegas area casino. Carter was arrested late Saturday at the Texas Station Casino in North Las Vegas after security officials reported he was videotaped adding a $5 chip to three bets after the dice already rolled. Well, the tuck rule could disappear from NFL games if owners approve a proposal from the competition committee to dump it. The owners also will consider a change to instant replay rules, allowing for a video review even when a coach makes an illegal challenge. The league meetings are set for next week in Phoenix. In baseball news, Cardinals manager Mike Matheny returned to the club after undergoing back surgery Monday in St. Louis. Matheny was beset with severe pain for several days, stemming from a ruptured disc in his back that caused particles to come into contact with a nerve. Surgeons found and removed four particles during a 90-minute procedure. Charlie Manuel says he has no plans to retire after this season and wants to continue managing the Philadelphia Phillies. The franchise's all-time leader in wins is entering the final season of his contract, and it's widely assumed that the team's new third base coach, Ryne Sandberg, will eventually replace him. Manuel told the Associated Press that he still wants to manage and isn't ready to get out of the game. Manuel has led the Phillies to five straight National League East titles, two pennants, and the 2008 World Series title. And the United States will have to win today to advance to the semifinals of the World Baseball Classic for the first time. The Dominican Republic scored twice in the top of the ninth inning to beat the Americans 3-1 and reach the semis in San Francisco. Eric Ibar snapped a one-all tie with an RBI single before scoring on a Jose Reyes single. The U.S. failed to score after Eric Hosmer walked with the bases loaded in the first inning. Team USA third baseman David Wright missed the game due to an injured rib cage after collecting a tournament-leading 10 RBIs in four games. Manager Joe Torre doesn't expect him to rejoin the lineup. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by White Pole Road Cellular. Call them at 712-762-3022. They're on Main Street in Oneida. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.